Welcome to another edition of The Brand Called You. Today I have a very, very successful and senior professional with me, Jayanth Khosla. Jayanth, welcome to the show.
Thank you. So kind Jayanth, of you.
Thank you. Jayanth is an engineer and he's from IIM Ahmedabad. He's currently the MD and Group CEO of VLCC Healthcare Limited. And Jayanth has worked for several MNCs around the world. Jayanth, tell me a little bit about your early work and some of your early learnings.
Thank you. Sure, Ashutosh. First is thank you very much for having me with you over here. It's an honor. I look forward to learning and sharing. I've been lucky that I have had an opportunity to work with some of the international well-reputed brands with very good colleagues and bosses. I think when we say working with established multinationals, etc., what comes out for an individual, for a professional, is that your work value systems get ingrained at a very foundation level. Right. So whether you talk about in previous era companies like Levers, Xerox, and today there is another ecosystem of those, then what they instill in you is what you need as a human being, like sincerity, truthfulness, honesty, so hard work, diligence, people management. So the work value systems get ingrained in you very well. So like I said, and that is the organization. And then the benefit is exponentially enhanced if you get good supervisor and colleagues right, who can treat you like a friend, mentor you, share with you how to learn from your mistakes, encourage you to make more. So that way, I think I've been blessed. I have brands are important, but that is not what the point is. Right. Point is, look for an opportunity to challenge one's own self. See that we take the people along. If you make a mistake, quickly rise back, reflect on it, and carry on moving forward, adapting, innovating, disrupting, and having fun. So I think I got an opportunity, and I was lucky to have got an opportunity to work in that time two of the most solid MNCs, which was now called Smith Klein Beecham, that time called HMM, and Gillette. So one was a multinational, which was, I don't know, 100 years, very well established products, processes, systems, almost run like military regime. Mm-hmm. So even if you're an idiot, you cannot make a mistake. You know you have to follow your PJP. Like all of us started off like a traveling salesman.
Correct. So
whether it's a PJP, whether it is opening of call, whether it is productive outlet, blah, blah, blah. And then on the other side, after that, I worked for Gillette. Mm-hmm. It is, again, a great brand, but it was like a startup, entrepreneurial. The brand was trying to come into India, the launch of the Gillette brand.
Yeah.
So was lucky enough to get the entire spectrum in the first 8 years itself.
Fantastic. So, Jayanth, thank you. You know, you've had quite an amazing career. Tell me about the move that you made to VLCC, and then I have a few questions on a healthcare brand from you.
So, this was when I was in Middle East, and having worked across various industries, beverages, FMCG, insurance, logistics, and in countries and continents like South Asia, India, Russia, Africa, Middle East. This is an industry where I thought everything comes in together, which is beauty and wellness. How does everything come in together? You need distribution for your footprint. You need service quality. You need technology. You need people management. You need the softer element. You need the marketing, digital, social. So I thought this was a good culmination,
right,
wherein all the competencies of various other industries where one has worked in is coming in together. The second thing which excited me was that the industry per se is not very organized. You know, it is every market, there are entrepreneurs. So the industry is not organized.
Correct.
Yet, VLCC is virtually a household brand, at least in this part of the world.
True.
Every family would have had a VLCC experience.
Correct.
whether it is one-off, whether it is sustained. But the brand, while the recall is very strong, but perhaps there was an opportunity to refresh it, make it more relevant, and ensure that one is future ready. And I can't say take care of the next 30 years, but at least take care of the next 5 or 10 years.
Correct.
And move ahead with the technology, consumer aspirations, and what the market is looking for. So I thought that was an opportunity, that here is, while it's already a success and a legend, but how doesn't it become a history lesson? And how does it keep on still aspiring people? Obviously, ensuring employment, but using the latest techniques which one had learned, whether in telecom or in insurance, analytics, AI, future ready. So I thought it was a perfect R&D laboratory to get into.
That's true.
Give it a plus one.
So, you know, Jayant, with so much experience of building brands, you know, in the FMCG space, what goes into building a successful healthcare brand?
Well, Ashutosh, you would know it better than I do. But based on my limited experience, I think the basics remain the same. I think whether you are in insurance, whether you are in FMCG, whether you are an entrepreneur, whether you are in any part of, at least from a consumer, I'm talking about B2C and not getting into the other space of B2B, but at least in this space, as per me, the learnings or why how I have not been unsuccessful is because the basics of business management are kind of similar. They are never same. But understanding the revenue drivers, understanding the cost drivers, understanding cash flow, ecosystem management, stakeholder management, genuine customer centricity, involving the customer in strategic dialogues, staying relevant, taking people along, having a shared vision, ensuring you use Kita and KISS in a proper manner. I think those are basics. I have been able to learn as a managing director in an insurance brand by doing that. Whether I was running the Schweppes brand in Russia and the entire that part of the world. Whether I was in Saudi Arabia running a retail business, doing a telecom in Africa. I have done nothing else. Means I don't know telecom as telecom while I might be an engineer by default, like everybody is an engineer today. So I don't have to know network better than my telecom engineer. I don't have to know finance better than my CFO. But I need to hire and ensure I give a proper facilitation to these people. I must know what their pressure points are, what their engagement points are, and I must co-evolve with them a shared vision on how do we ensure we stay a plus one in the customer's matrix. If I am able to do that, everybody gets up in the morning to do a good job.
So tell me, you know, one of course is in VLC, one is the actual delivery of services when a customer walks into your premises. But you also have a lot of other products that you sell. And, you know, we have a VLCC in my complex in Laburnum. And I must say I'm one of your regular users. Thank you for the outstanding service. But tell me, how is the digital world and e-commerce beginning to affect you?
I'll take a couple of minutes in giving you a bit of a background because then it'll make sense for me to cross this bridge.
Yeah.
I think we are very blessed that we had a founder, Mrs. Vandana Luthra, who is professionally qualified even 35 years back. And I think, I don't know, the vision her parents had to send a girl to Germany, UK, for study in cosmetology, beauty courses. At that time, imagine 35 years back, you and I would maximum go for an engineering degree, at least. That, unless there is a scholarship, 99% people wouldn't go. So she had an insight after all these professional qualifications that, let's say, in the weight management part of the business, either you have the mom and pop shops who were just doing it by hit and trial, and talking about 30, 35 years back, or there were five-star hotels which had health clubs, which were just providing that aura, but there was nothing more.
Correct.
So she thought, there, and rightfully so, had an insight, and said, here is an opportunity for me to do something in a very professional manner, combining the dietary preferences, combining the physical regime, combining the physiotherapy, and started off in a very virtually a garage kind of an operation.
Correct.
A medical doctor, with a beautician, with a physiotherapist, with a dietitian, nutritionist, so that the weight management solution which is given is comprehensive, sustainable, without any pills, without any medicines.
Right.
So that was a unique space which she found. Another thing which came along with it is, which now seems very obvious, that when you are doing weight management, it has an impact on your hair and skin.
Okay.
So the insight which she leveraged was, I must provide something which is comprehensive so that it shouldn't happen. In doing a weight management, your skin starts to sag, your hair starts to thin down. And from proactively, from step one, she took care of the consequences and managed them proactively.
Mm-hmm.
That is how we are perhaps the only brand which is beauty and wellness. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, if you scan the market, there are some who are only in beauty, there are some who are only in wellness. Mm-hmm. But other than some of our ex-employees starting a VLCC Me Too, there isn't anybody but their salt. And since then, we have added on laser, dermatology. So we started off with feeling good, which is weight management. Added on looking good,
yeah,
which is beauty. And now we are into staying good, which is into immunity boosting. So we are now a proactive healthcare service provider. And it is a journey. I wouldn't say this is a destination or this is a brand. Basically, looking at what the customer needs, working with the customer, working with our R&D, coming out with solutions rather than just product or services, I think that's been a hallmark of the company. Now, adding on, we thought if we have to expand our scale, if we have to expand our footprint, unless we leverage technology, digitization, in a proactive manner, we would only be operating in a spectrum which is brick and mortar and traditional.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, analytics is a very critical part on how we give a more reliable service, more cost-effective service, and that is the value add which has happened in the last 2.5-3 years. Similarly, e-commerce. E-commerce is already 20% of my product business.
Wow.
And we have partnered with the Big Four, Big Five. We have got customized products for them. And in the last 4-5 months, I can't tell you the pressure which that part of the business has gone through. But the whole idea is to ensure that the customer experience is maintained, whether offline or online. So I would never say we are digital first. The way we have a look when we are in our boardroom is, we have to ensure optimal customer experience at all touch points. Customer must have a choice how he wants to approach us. Our menu card should be comprehensive.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So let me just move on to a few general questions about your career. I mean, you know, you're one of the few people who has worked in multiple countries, worked with multiple, you know, multinationals, and now you're working and running an Indian multinational, if I can use that word.
And proud.
Absolutely. I'm proud of you, you know, to...
I'm running it proudly. I'm blessed to be a part of this team.
Absolutely. So tell me, you know, with all the multinationals coming into India, what have you seen in terms of their changing their work culture to adapt to our Indian needs or our Indian people?
Okay, Ashutosh, I think it's a mixed bag. If, along with multinationals, I have also equally worked, and I'm not counting number of years exactly, but in family-owned companies. So, not family managed, some of them family managed as well, but family owned is at least 50% family managed. Was like VLCC is a family owned, not a family managed.
Correct.
I was working in Landmark, which is family owned and family managed, the Jagdianis. I worked in DHL, which was air freight, which was family owned and half family managed. So I think that spectrum is also there. And I have worked in multinationals which are very well established in India, like a Beechams. Some which were coming in and in a right manner, like Gillette. And some, and I'm sorry to, it's a great brand, but a brand which I grew up with since my childhood, since my school days, when I was in grade 5. My daddy used to give me chavanni and I was one of the rich guys who would have a Coke in the school canteen every day. And in a multinational like Coke, which said, we know it all, and you better change.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be able to say it is multinational versus Indian companies. Mm. I think it's a psych of a particular company. That are they coming with their playbook and say, here it is? Or they are saying, we know what we know, let's listen to what it is there, and let's have a happy marriage. Gillette, for example, is a brilliant example of that. And I was involved with the Gillette brand launch in India as part of the project team. Mm-hmm. And we launched a Presto, which was at that time the 7 rupees a disposable razor. Mm-hmm. Before that, the entire market was primarily the double-edged blade, mm-hmm. With which you and I in school used to sharpen our pencils. Yeah. Then we had that twin blade. But Gillette spent so much time in launching the right product so that it can graduate the Indian customer step by step. Rather than coming on with an Excel and a Mac, which were existing. Mm. Coke acquired this great brand Thumbs Up. And we used to break our heads in the boardroom. How should we replace Thumbs Up bottle with Coke?
Mm.
And we used to do stupid things in a case of Coke, along with 18 bottles of Coke, in a case of Thumbs Up, along with 18 bottles of Thumbs Up. By force, put in 6 bottles of Coke so that Coke replaces Thumbs Up. Rather than saying Thumbs Up is our brand.
Absolutely.
Let's build that as well if you have spent so much dollars buying it. Mm-hmm. But somewhere, somebody over there was looking at the Coke sales in India versus saying the Coke portfolio and the per capita consumption and my market share. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think it is about multinationals or Indians. I think it is about, is the company alive?
Right.
To what they have, what the market is. And are they constantly adapting, innovating, disrupting, progressing, learning? And I think partnerships and alliances are a critical part in today's day and age. So are they looking at, because that one and one is really more than 11 in today's day and age. So are they looking at building an ecosystem, co-evolving it, partnering it, getting value, giving value, having that trust and faith? I think those are the ingredients which are required for being relevant.
Okay, thank you. So I've got time for one more question related to business and then a few questions for you personally. This is the age of millennials and the Gen Z.
Tell me about that.
How are they impacting your business?
First is, and this was in a company, the company name is not important.
Mm.
And this is good 15 years back. And I must credit my supervisor that time. We had a concept, and I'm talking about 15 years back, 2004, 2005. Mm-hmm. And we started reverse mentoring.
Mm-hmm.
And we had these youngsters. I had fancy designations, which are very easy, doesn't cost anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a young kid, 23 years of age, who used to tell me, what does the youth of today
mm-hmm.
look at in a phone? How does he or she evaluates a value-added service?
Correct.
What is the role of pricing,
mm-hmm.
bulk selling, per piece selling, what time of day? So, I think looking at these millennials, I think it's in two buckets. One is millennial as an employee, millennial as a customer.
Correct.
I think millennial as an employee, reverse mentoring is the answer.
Right.
Ensure you give them space. Ensure you give them independence.
Mm.
Ensure there isn't a culture what command and control like at least I had when I was growing up. I almost considered my boss like a semi-god. and no qualms about that. But here they want facilitation, they want mentoring, they want dialogue, rather than an email and a command and an instruction and a KPI.
Right.
And I think there is huge value for especially people at my age to actually go to them saying, please tell me as well, because that's that.
I said there's a lot of learning from them.
Absolutely. And I have experienced it continuously. And I'll tell you a couple of more things. Then as a customer, they want things which liberate them. They want things which are easy to go. They want things which are do-it-yourself. They want things which are flexible. They want things which are breakthrough clutter and not traditional. Therefore, our product and services design has them. A couple of things which I learned when at very early stages when I started managing business, and I tried doing it every time. In the strategy room, whenever we are discussing new products, whenever we are looking at some visioning perspective, building, I always try having 2-3 customers and 2-3 youngsters in the room.
Okay.
I think that adds on a sizzle,
right,
which bunch of people of my age and heritage wouldn't be able to get on the table.
Amazing.
So I think there's a lot of value.
That's fantastic. So I have time for two questions for you personally. My first question is that in your incredible journey, have there been people who have had a strong influence on you? And if yes, talk about two people and what you have learned from them.
Well, I think I've been, one of the reasons why I have had perhaps career job changes more than the average is because I must have fun. I must be challenged. I should be learning. And I'm not saying it is something to be, which I'm very proud of. I kick the bucket and move on to the next journey. Now, I have been fortunate and blessings are galore that I've landed on my feet every time.
Wonderful.
But I think each of my supervisors, they are even today my best friends. And it's, I would interact with them even today. I've been working for 35 years at least once a week, informally. But must say, two people who have had a big major change, major impact on my life are both my parents.
Okay.
So I come in from a middle class North Indian family. Both my parents were working. We are, like as you might have imagined, both my parents came in from the other part of India. So I started as refugees, had to work hard, took care of the family. I've got a younger sister, invested in the education, led from the front, started off with a two-wheeler, a MTNL line. Our time, you book a MTNL line and a Bajaj scooter when the kid passes 11th or 12th. So I built a house, a small house. So, and what I have seen in them is the value in hard work, pure hard work. Physical shared hard work and focusing on execution.
Correct.
So, no rocket science, basics, but doing it relentlessly, doing it from heart, head, hand has, I've been lucky.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. It's been such an honor and a pleasure to speak to you. And I wish you lots and lots of success with BLCC. Thank you again.
Thank you, Ashutosh. Pleasure is mine.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website www.tbcy.in to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.